Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Hopefully it's just internet problems to start off the week. Anyways, it's the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and here we go. It's just me. All right, you want to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email me or us when the group of us are here, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need? Head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the new blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings. So if you get a chance, get over there, check that out, see what's going on. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, I would greatly appreciate it since, well, I'm the only one here right now. So that would be very nice of you. Don't forget, there's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is, come on, you know it by now. It's at Sports Time Radio. You can find me out there on Twitter as well. I am at Burketime, B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E is how you find me on the Twitterverse there. And I actually want to start off by completely apologizing for the embarrassment of a FanDuel lineup I put out yesterday. I am going to pull it up here, but I believe I scored about 42 points. Yes, here it is. I scored 42.2 points. I was in a tournament that had 294 people in it, and I finished 290th. Yeah, what a huge embarrassment. I would like, you know, there's always some thanks. I understand, you know, hitters are going to get overs and, you know, stuff like that. That kind of stuff happens. But I want to thank Lance McCullers for just completely choking and kind of proving to me that he's not the pitcher everybody thinks he is. And if they think he's going to be part of a successful rotation that wins the World Series, you're probably wrong. Because obviously, you know, I know the Orioles have a good offense, but they haven't shown it yesterday. And let's face it, he was a complete chode. So Lance McCullers, you're a joke. And you're probably going to cost your team a chance at the World Series, and I'm going to laugh at you. So here we go. Let's go ahead and move into tonight, and I think I have to do better by default, don't I? All right, since it's just me, we'll kind of play it like we do on Sundays. The top five pitchers here, Jacob DeGrom will cost you $11,000. He's the only pitcher over 10 grand, but Zach Greinke is right there at $9,900. James Paxton is at 92, Brad Peacock is at 89, and Justin Verlander is at 8,800. Yeah, if you told me one day I'd be paying 8,900 for Brad Peacock on FanDuel, I'd be laughing at you. All right, I stayed away from the top five. I understand if you want to go with DeGrom, if you want to go with Greinke, you know, any of those guys. I know Peacock has been hot if you want to go that route. I went just outside the top five, and I decided to go with Garrett Cole for $8,700 bucks against the San Francisco Giants. It's kind of a combination thing here. Cole was much better in his last couple starts, especially FanDuel-wise. He did rack up 10 strikeouts in his last start. I don't really expect him to do that against the Giants tonight, but I think he's got an opportunity to get a win and a quality start. If he can get me 5 or 6 strikeouts, I'll be very, very happy with what goes on there. So I'm going that route for $8,700 bucks as my pitcher. But, you know, there were some other interesting choices out here. I looked up, you know, one of the sites Mr. Fantasy likes to use is that oddshark.com for assistance. And they have the Cincinnati Reds as the lowest scoring team tonight. That's their computer-generated odds. Josh Tomlin is starting for the Indians. And now, for me, I tried that route before with Tomlin. Our Oddshark said whoever he was facing was going to be the lowest scoring team. And, he had a Lance McCullers outing for me. So I just couldn't pull the trigger again there for $7,700. Maybe you can, maybe you're more comfortable with it. I couldn't do it. The guy who piqued my interest a little bit down the board here was Chris Smith, who's getting the start for Oakland tonight. He's only $5,700. Now, the issue, of course, is this is just his third start, but his first two outings have been quality starts. But he hasn't put up huge numbers, 25 FanDuel points, and then his last outing. But he gets the opportunity. He's pitching against a slumping Toronto Blue Jay team. And I thought maybe he could give you an opportunity as that guy who just kind of like, you know, put up 40 points and you didn't spend any money on him. So he was kind of my, you know, under the radar type of pitcher, I guess you would call it. You know, I couldn't really get too invested in a lot of the other guys. I know like, Hyunjin Ryu is scheduled for the Dodgers. Now he's only $7,100 or $7,100, sorry. But he's just coming off the DL, and I'm wondering, you know, is he going to get to five innings? You know, in today's game, it's so hard to tell with pitchers. You know, the Twins have obviously been better than expected. But I think, you know, on the road, when teams go out west, they have issues. And the fact that the Twins are starting Bartolo, I think Ruse in a good position to get a win. So I was kind of there, but again, like I said, I just wasn't sure I was going to get the damn innings out of him that I needed to get. So I liked Cole better. The other guy that I had problems pulling the trigger with was Kevin Gausman. Now this is a guy who's got world-class stuff. I mean, he's got ace stuff and he just can't seem to put it together on a consistent basis. He had a good outing last time on FanDuel. He put up 49 points. Of course, the start before that, he took a big zero, and the start before that, he put up 18. So you got to kind of wonder which guy you're going to get. But, you know, if you're more confident than I am, maybe one of those guys is your choice. And, you know, he could pay off for you in a big, big way. But yeah, I'm going to stick with Gerrit Cole. I think tonight's the night he shows that he's an ace, and he goes out and has a really good outing against the Giants in San Francisco. So I'm just kind of rumbling that way. We move over to catcher. Your top five guys, Buster Posey, Salvador Perez, and Yasmani Grandal will all cost you $3,100. And then you can get Victor Martinez or Francisco Cervelli for $3,000. I know Martinez had been hot. I don't know how he did yesterday. I think I put him in a lineup, so that probably screwed him up. You know, that's always a good one. I wanted to save some money on catcher. And, you know, I also like the guy who – also like to grab the guy who's in the lineup because I had a couple guys from the Dodgers that I wanted to get into my lineup tonight. So I went with $2,100 on Roberto Perez catching for the Indians tonight. He's in the 9 spot, which isn't, you know, preferred, but he's a catcher, so it's understandable. So, you know, I'm going to go that route. He's facing the Reds. It's Tim Adelman for the Reds tonight. You know, it's really more of a money-saving move than anything about me really jumping on and loving the matchup or anything. I just kind of searched down, and I didn't like Christian Velasquez against James Paxton. Devin Mesoraco, I like Mesoraco, but I wasn't as sold on him. You know, they were $2,100 guys as well. I thought about possibly going with Jeff Mathis for $2,200, but I figured I might as well just save the extra $100 because, again, you know, like I said, I wanted to apply it to a couple Dodgers. So I went that route. I went with Perez. I'm hoping it works out. You know, like I don't need him to put up big numbers. I mean, if I could get, a couple of hits and I get 6 points, or, you know, maybe I get lucky and he gets an extra base hit or he drives in a run. I mean, he did have a 15-point game in his last start. I wouldn't really expect that. But, you know, if I somehow get lucky and he rumbles into double digits, that's, you know, that's kind of all I can ask out of a $2,100 player, because I wanted to build around him. And there were guys that I really wanted to get into my lineup. So, you know, I kind of went that route. Now, you know, some other guys who are announced, I think almost all the lineups are out. Josh Fagley's at $2,200. Alex Avila's at $2,300. Tony Walters and Tyler Flowers are at $2,500. Russell Martin and Caleb Joseph are at $2,600. So there is some interest in value as you go down the board. You know, you don't have to jump up, but, you know, even like tonight, $3,100 isn't a lot of money to spend on a guy like Sal Perez, who's been pretty hot, you know, as far as catchers go. I want to double check his FanDuel run here. All right, now he cooled off a little yesterday. He took an over, but his last four games besides that were all double digits, and two of them were in the 20s. So now you got to decide, is he coming down from his hot streak, or was yesterday just one of those days? So, you know, maybe you want to go that route. You know, Grandal's got a nice matchup against Cologne. You know, Bartolo hasn't been Bartolo. He's really struggled, and he's actually considering retiring if this outing doesn't go well tonight against the Dodgers. So maybe, you know, it's the night to plug Grandal in. So, you know, there are interesting options, just kind of depending on how you want to jump in and spend your money. You know, like I said, I wanted to save some, so I went with Perez for $2,100. All right, let's move over to first base here. You got Paul Goldschmidt at the top at $4,300. Miggy's next at $3,900. Joey Votto at $3,800. Lucas Duda at $3,700. And then a couple guys at $3,600 here. Lucas Duda, Eric Hosmer, Cody Bellinger are the $3,600 guys. Now, I mentioned there were a couple Dodgers I wanted to get into the lineup. Bellinger is one of them tonight. He's hitting cleanup for the Dodgers tonight. So I spent the $3,600 and plugged him in. You know, if you've heard the podcast at all, especially on Sundays when we do basically just 2 hours of FanDuel, we're not huge advocates of saving money at first base unless it's, you know, just a huge favorable matchup for some reason, which, you know, you don't really see that often. So I like Bellinger. You know, like, you go down the board here, Tyler Moore is in the Ranger lineup, or in the Marlins lineup tonight. He's at $2,000. There are a couple of interesting guys. Luke Voit is a power hitting prospect for the Cardinals. He's $2,500. He comes in at hitting sixth for them tonight. He could be kind of an option. And I know Matt Adams has a tough matchup against Zach Greinke, which is really why I didn't even look his way. But he's only $2,800. So there, you know, there are some, you know, so, you know, a guy down there, like I said, I mean, if you're in a money-saving mode, maybe you put DeGrom in your lineup and you start that $11,000 and you need to save. Lucas Voit might not be a bad option for you at $2,500, but you know, there are middling first basemen that are out there that you could get for you know, really, really good prices. You know, Yonder Alonso's $3,200. He's been a really nice surprise. You know, Will Myers is $3,000. Of course, he's facing DeGrom, so you probably wouldn't want to plug him in. Maybe you think tonight's the night Carlos Santana kind of gets it in gear. You know, he's really been scuffling. He did have a double-digit point day yesterday, so $2,900, he could be a really good value tonight. You know, again, like I said, depending on how you feel, where your money's at, there are always some really, really good options at first base for you. You know, you like Goldschmidt tonight. I can't blame you. You know, Votto scuffled a little bit, but, you know, Justin Smoke has been a monster. Yeah, I know. I just kind of linked Smoke Monster, but Lost has been off the air for a long time, so I don't know if too many people actually got that. Yeah, I get it if you throw your money on top of the board, like I did. I spent $3,600 for Cody Bellinger. I have zero issue with that. If you like Colby tonight, I'm uh-oh. Oh, excuse me. He's facing R.A. Dickey. Maybe he hangs a knuckleball and Goldie hits a bomb with a guy or two on, and you rack up 30 points. So I could never, you can never complain about plugging a guy like Goldschmidt in your lineup. You really can't. So again, I decided to go with Bellinger, but let's go ahead and move over to second base. Jose Altuve is at the top. You got to pay $4,100 for him. Brian Dozier and Dustin Pedroia cost you $3,800. And then you got Jose Ramirez and Jonathan Scope for $3,700. I decided, again, I wasn't at the top of the board, but I didn't go hunting all the way to the bottom here either. I was looking for, a nice hot guy. And has there been a second baseman hotter than Whit Merrifield? I know he's going against Verlander tonight, but Verlander hasn't exactly been Cy Young Award-winning Verlander. Here's Merrifield's last four games. Yesterday, he hit two bombs, scored 40.4 points. Then it was 12-5, 22-5, and 24-9. If I can just get the average of that out of him tonight, I will be completely happy for $3,300. So yeah, no issues there whatsoever if he wants to continue to produce like that. Of course, the fun thing about kind of doing it this way is eventually a guy on a hot streak has to come down from his hot streak. Is this the night that Merrifield's streak starts to come down? Well, let's not hope not, because I have him in my lineup. With the way my luck went yesterday, yeah, probably it's over and I'm going to eat it. But, even so, a guy on a hot streak, he's still $3,100. So there you go. Not, I thought he was a pretty good choice. All right, if you're looking to save some money, Colton Wong is down here for $2,100, or Ryan Goings. Now, these guys are confirmed in the lineup, so that's always why I throw them out. Goings is $2,200. I wasn't thrilled with either of their matchups. Rougned Odor is $2,600. Now, he did homer yesterday. Maybe that's a good sign, that he's going to start to come around, because he had been, let's face it, he'd been a fantasy dog lately. So, maybe that's a good thing that we're looking that route. Jed Lowry's $2,800. He's had a really good year. Brandon Phillips was on a tear about a week ago. He's $2,800. And then Daniel Descalzo, who's been a real surprise for the Diamondbacks, he's in their starting lineup tonight. He's $2,800. Those are three guys down there that I could understand if you had plugged into your lineup. Maybe you're a Scooter Jeanette fan, because Scooter just seems to keep hitting frickin' home runs. You really have to wonder about the baseball now when Scooter Jeanette is at 17 bombs for the year. But he's having a great year. Maybe you like him for $3,000 tonight. I told you I had really bad luck with Tomlin the last time I used him. If that start continues, maybe Scooter's a fantastic play tonight. And you can kind of roll that route. If you like guys towards the top of the order, like Merrifield's leading off, for the same price, you can get Josh Harrison, $3,300. He's hitting second. For $3,200, you got Cesar Hernandez, who's leading off for the Phillies, or DJ LeMahieu, who's been second for the Cardinals. And then at $3,100, D. Gordon is leading off for the Marlins. Maybe that's something you like, or you're endeared yourself to. I get that. I understand you get that extra at bat. I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, Merrifield's at the top of the order, so he's right there. Maybe you decided you wanted to spend your money on Jose Altuve. He's hitting second for the Astros tonight against the Phillies. Again, I can't blame you. Of course, there is some rain. That's the one game I think that rain could be an issue. I think they'll get it in, but there may be a delay. So it's never a bad time to put Altuve in, no matter who the other pitcher is. Altuve is one of the few guys I think you could plug in against Clayton Kershaw and not worry about it. May actually be a bargain because you know how guys' value always goes down against a Kershaw or a Scherzer or a guy like that. You know, Altuve could be one of those guys with his style that could actually hit those guys, and you could be in a good spot. So, you know, I kind of get the good and the bad. Anytime a guy's in the top five, I can understand you wanting to use him. So, I never have a problem if you spend money on a guy. And, you know, it all evens out in the end. We have the same amount of money to spend, right? So, not too bad here. Let's get ourselves over to third base here. Now, the top five, you got Nolan Arenado for $4,400. Justin Turner, Miguel Sano, and Jake Lamb will all cost you $3,900. And then we got a little group here. $3,600 is where our top five ends, but there's three guys. Mike Moustakas, Freddie Freeman, and Adrian Beltre will all cost you $3,600. Now, I decided to look for, what do you want to call it? You want to call it a hidden gem? You want to call it a guy I think has an opportunity to produce tonight? So I went with Jed Jorko. I really like the fact that he's only $2,900, and B, I like the fact that he's hitting cleanup. So he's in a really good RBI position. You know, not only do you need guys who get hits for you on FanDuel and the power is always nice, but you need guys who can drive other guys in when they're on base because those RBIs will score points for you as well. So, you know, I lean in this way. I'm going with Jorko tonight. I know they're facing Anthony Senzatella. So I don't see him as a dominating pitcher. I know he's had his ups and his downs this year. He actually spent a little time back in AAA. I think the Rockies just did that at the All-Star break to keep him on track. But I like the idea of getting a cleanup hitter for $2,900. I think is definitely a good value here. So I was looking for a guy, and they don't seem to have him. I thought for sure they would. The Red Sox called up another one of their top prospects. You know, we've seen Sam Travis up here. He hasn't really done much. Then they called up Rafael Devers, but he's not listed on FanDuel. I was looking for him at third base to see what kind of tag they put on him, and there's nothing there on him. So I guess you can't use him tonight. I guess maybe we'll have to wait and see if he's in their lineup. The Red Sox lineup has been posted, so let me get to the top of my web page here and pull up the Red Sox lineup and see if he is officially announced as a starter. I thought I saw that he was, but, you know, that's just reading blurbs and stuff here. Do they have him in? No, it does not look like it. I'm guessing it's either Devin Marrero or Brock Holt at third base tonight. So no Rafael Devers. I swear I had heard or saw his call up, but I guess we'll have to wait another day or another couple of days, or we'll see how it goes. Let me bring his name here. Yeah, I got an article that says the Red Sox are calling him up. So we'll see how it goes. I know they didn't want to bring him up. He was just recently called up to AAA. So they were really hoping he could stay there the rest of the year. I know they were planning on turning the job over to him next season, but I'm guessing with the fact that they missed the boat on Todd Frazier, no matter what they tell you, they wanted Todd Frazier and they couldn't get the deal done. The Yankees beat him to the punch. So they needed a solution somewhere. There wasn't really much out there right now. So you call up your top prospect, see how it goes. If he pans out, great. If not, you know, maybe you can make a waiver wire deal. But all right, back to third base here. Giovanni Urshela is a $2,100 guy in Cleveland's lineup tonight. The aforementioned Brock Holt is $2,300 if you like him. And there's a group of guys at 2,400. Derek Dietrich, another Red Sox, Devin Marrero, and Matt Chapman, who I really like for the A's tonight. I just like the fact that Chapman is a big-time power hitter. So, you know, if you get him on the right night, you know, like the last two games he's played, 24.7 and 22.2, he's facing Francisco Liriano, who has had his issues. What did I hear? I think in his last three starts, he's lasted 3 1/3 innings total. So, you know, it's a lefty righty matchup. It could be a good night to see Chapman go yard. So, I definitely wouldn't have any qualms with you spending $2,400 on Matt Chapman. You know, he's hitting seventh in their lineup, so he's a little bit down. Ryan Healy does return to the A's lineup as well after getting hit in the head in the batting cage. I took him out of one of my lineups for the week because I just wasn't sure what was going on with him, and I think it'll be okay. Oddly, I believe I plugged Chapman in his place. So that'll kind of work out. We're looking at, Nick Castellanos has dropped a little bit. He's down to $3,000. Maybe, he's got Jason Hamill tonight. Maybe that's a good matchup you like. Kyle Seager, it's a tougher matchup for him tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez, it's lefty-lefty. But, you wonder, sooner or later, if Seager's going to break out. He's had a bit of a down year. But, he's always got the opportunity to kind of bounce back. David Freese and Eugenio Suarez are right there at 3,100 as well. If that's an option you like. I think I missed Alex Bregman. I think he was down here. I thought he was down here at $3,000. Maybe his price tag went up a little bit, but here he is. Oh yeah, he's up to 3,200. Again, I know there's some rain in that game, but the Astros are one of those teams where it just doesn't seem like it's a bad idea to have one of their guys in your lineup. Again, it's just picking the right one. Is it Bregman, Gurriel, Marwin Gonzalez, Altuve, whoever you want to jump on. As an Astro could possibly work. The Josh Donaldson fall continues. He's down to $3,300. He's playing his former team, the A's, tonight. I don't know if that would motivate him a little bit, but you're looking at a guy who is hitting .238, just 9 homers in the year of the homer. You would figure Donaldson would have 20 by now. I know he's had some injury issues. You do start to wonder if maybe that calf was an issue and we don't know about it. But his last 3 fan games, he put up 6 yesterday. He took an 0 for the day before that and a 6.2 the day before that. So, yeah, I'm just not sure. Even at $3,300, eventually he's going to get to the point where he's a good value. I'm just not quite sure he's there yet. I did notice one of the other guys kind of go in the opposite direction. Remember for the longest time, you could get Evan Longoria for right around $3,000, $3,100. Yeah, well, now his price tag is up to $35. So you got to kind of pick and choose when you want to jump on Evan now. He put up 3 points yesterday. He had 13 the day before that. So, again, Longoria is one of these options where, is he ever a bad choice? I know he's going to get his offers. Just like everybody else is going to get their offers. It's part of baseball. I've told the story many times. We all know Mike Trout is a great player. I put him in on FanDuel, and I'm lucky if I get 6. It's just kind of how my luck goes. I literally think the Angels would probably pay me to not put Trout in my lineup just because of the bad luck that I seem to bring him. And I'm sure everybody has a player like that, or, the joke is, you may have heard it here with Mr. Fantasy or Dan the Man on how I pretty much killed Chipper Jones' career. I was a big Chipper fan, and I always grabbed him during our yearly fantasy leagues, and you know how it went with Chipper. He just seemed to pick up, some injuries here and there, and a lot of people think it's my fault, so... you just got to kind of take it for what it's worth and see how it goes. But I did not really have anything to do with Chipper's downfall. It's just one of those things that kind of happened. So we shall see. But I am going to take a couple minute break. As you can tell, my voice is starting to crack, so I need a drink. And then we'll roll into shortstops and outfielders and see how our FanDuel lineup looks.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Yeah, I know the Cubs lost 3-1 today, but it's the only song that Dan put in our audio files that is actually over a minute long besides the exit music that we play as we're going out. So just deal with it. All right, this is the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio, and I'm the Big Jack. We're going over some FanDuel stuff. My quick lineup recap here so far, we're all the way to shortstop. My pitcher is Gerrit Cole. My catcher is Roberto Perez. First base, I got Cody Bellinger. Second base, I went with Whit Merrifield. And third base, I'm going with Jed Jerko. So we're on to shortstop. The top shortstop on the board, Corey Seager, $4,000. Francisco Lindor and Marwin Gonzalez will cost you $3,700. And Gene Segura and Zach Cozart will cost you $3,500. No stray in here for me, nothing fancy. I went right at the top of the board. Corey Seager was a guy I had targeted to get into my lineup today. I'm paying the $4,000 for Corey Seager. He's hitting second. I love the matchup against Cologne tonight. So plain and simple, that's just kind of the way I went. And there we go. So nice and easy. We'll go down the board here, see what we got. You know, Jose Peraza's down here at $2,000. And now this is an odd situation. You know, Peraza was a batting champion in the minor leagues, and really I think people thought he was going to blossom here. He's hitting .252. He's only put up 4 home runs. He's supposed to be a bit of a base stealer. He really hasn't done much of that. In his last 4 FanDuel games that he's been in, he's put up 3 points. So you're really taking a shot if you want to spend $2,000 on Jose Peraza tonight. But maybe it works out for you. So, down here at $2,300, you got Miguel Rojas and Aiden Echeverria. I went with Echeverria yesterday. I thought he had a pretty good matchup, and he did put up 9.5 points for me. My team managed just 42 points, so he was one of the better guys I had. His matchup isn't as good today against Gausman, but at $2,300, there's always that window or that option for you to use guys like this. Marcus Semien has a little better matchup tonight against the left-hander Liriano, and he's also hitting second in the A's lineup. So for $2,500, I could see you taking a shot with Semien. He is a power hitter as far as shortstops go. He's just always kind of seems to be injury prone and can never really get it going. I know he's only at .209, but now he's coming off some really good games here. His last 4 FanDuel starts, 21.7 yesterday, 15.2, 28.2, and 12.4. So he's been on a bit of a roll. And again, he's facing Liriano, who hasn't really been impressive in his last few outings. So maybe there's a leaner there, and you like Semien. Another guy is Paul DeJong. He's starting for the Cardinals tonight. Now, he'll cost you $2,600, but he seems to keep hitting homers. He's got homers in his last 2 games. His last 3 FanDuel points have been 21.7 yesterday, 18.7, and 16.2. He's facing what you would think is a little easier pitcher in Anthony Senzatella tonight. He's hitting third in the Cardinal lineup, so, he could be another value type shortstop you're kind of looking for here. Chris Owings was so hot at the beginning of the year. Now he's down to $2,700. He's just really, really scuffling as of late for the Diamondbacks. Freddie Galvis is down here at $2,900. Here's Elvis Andrews at $3,000. I don't think you could have gotten anything else more out of Elvis if you expected it. He's really been fantastic for the Rangers this year. He's hitting third in their lineup tonight. You know, not normally a power hitter, but he's got 13 bombs this year. He had a rough day yesterday, though. He did take an 0-for-5. So you got to wonder if maybe he'll bounce back tonight. You know, sometimes you can catch those guys coming back. You know, if they're on a streak and they have a bad day, they get right back on that streak. Of course, as we all know, it can go the other way. He could go 0-for-5 and that 0-for-5 turn for an 0-for-9. So, you know, you win some, you lose some, but Elvis has had a fantastic year. You got Xander Bogaerts at 3,200, Trevor Story at 3,300. Story's been playing better as of late. It took a long time for him to get going, but he seems to be headed in the right direction. You know, those are some of your options at shortstop there. Again, if you'd like somebody in the top five, you know, like I got Corey Seager. I told you, I'm right at the top of the board, man. No messing around. Seager was my guy. I knew him and Bellinger were the two Dodgers I wanted to target. I worked it out so I could get them both in my lineup, and, you know, we're going to roll with that. You know, maybe, again, you got a guy you like. Go with him, man. You know, I'm all for playing your hunches. So, all right, let's take a look at the outfield here. Charlie Blackman will cost you $4,600. Giancarlo Stanton, who was a dog for me yesterday, and Mookie Betts will cost you $4,300. And then George Springer and Andrew McCutchen, who was a dog for me yesterday, will cost you $4,200. God, Chris Taylor's. Who would have told me at the beginning of the year Chris Taylor was going to cost me $4,100? All right, I did spend $4,100 on an outfielder, but it was not Chris Taylor. His name is Chris, though. I went with Chris Davis of the A's. I heard a funky stat that I believe 7 of his last 14 hits have been home runs. And I just kind of had to get in on this Chris Taylor bandwagon. He's possibly the most underrated home run hitter in baseball. He has 28 bombs this year, people. Yeah. Yesterday he went for 21-7. The day before that he went for 15-7. So, you know, I'll take that risk and hope the home run barrage continues tonight. Again, he's got Liriano, the lefty-righty matchup. Liriano's been bad, so I'm trying to get on the Chris Davis train here. We'll see how that works out for me tonight, but hopefully things go well. Looking down, I thought this guy was a really, really big-time value here, searching down the lineups and stuff. My fear is, of course, that he might not be in the lineup because their lineup hasn't came out yet. But for $3,300, I found Yoenis Cespedes down here. Now, he was out of yesterday's lineup for the Mets, but I think he'll play because the Padres are going with left-hander Clayton Richards. And at $3,300, it's just hard to look at Cespedes as a, you know, as a big-time value. He did pinch hit yesterday. The day before that, he took an 0-for, so he's 0-for his last 6. But the day before that, he was 3-for-4. Now, granted, they were all singles, but, you know, we're looking at a major league power hitter here. I mean, he's a proven 40 home run guy. I think it was 40. If not, it was close to 40. He's won a home run derby. I know that for a fact. You know, at $3,300 against a guy like Clayton Richard, it was just difficult to pass him up. So that's my one big chance because it's the only lineup that's not announced out of the guys I'm starting. But again, like I said, I really think against the left-hander, he'll be in the lineup tonight, and I'm going to take that chance. And then I rounded my outfield out with Nick Williams of the Philadelphia Phillies for $3,000. He's hitting third in the Phillies lineup tonight. And this may be the oddest logic for ever using a FanDuel guy. But the reason I went with Nick Williams, okay, you ready for this? I love the show Intentional Talk. I'm not a big Chris Rose fan. I actually think he's kind of a tool bag. But Kevin Millar is fantastic on the show. All right, he's just really, really fun to watch. Every show they do an interview. For some reason, when they interview a guy, the guy has a tendency to go out and play really well and actually normally homers. They call it IT Mojo, Well, today their interview was Nick Williams. So, again, and probably the worst reason for putting a guy in your FanDuel lineup, I have Nick Williams in my lineup for $3,000 because he was interviewed on Intentional Talk today. That's the entire reasoning I went with him. So call it stupid, call it goofy, call it a hunch. You know, I know Brad Peacock has been really good. Williams had a really good yesterday. He put up 28.7 FanDuel points. And, you know, if I can get, you know, he goes for 15 or 20 tonight, I'll be pretty happy with it. But yeah, so that's how it kind of worked out. I was searching for some of the other lower priced outfielders here. None of the $2,000 guys are playing tonight. You can get Abraham Almonte for $2,100. He's the only guy in that bracket filling the void. Danny Santana for the Braves is $2,200. Again, he does have a tough matchup against Zach Greinke, but he is leading off. Patrick Kivlahan is $2,200 for the Reds. He's hitting eighth in their lineup tonight. Guillermo Heredia is hitting eighth for the Mariners. Ezekiel Correll is hitting seventh for the Blue Jays. They're $2,300 guys. At $2,400, you can find Kevin Pillar hitting eighth for the Jays. Cameron Perkins hitting eighth for the Phillies. Joey Ricard is in the Orioles lineup hitting ninth. So there's some $2,400 guys. At $2,500, there's some interesting guys here who could be values. Delino DeShields is in the nine hole for the Rangers. But Bradley Zimmer's leading off for the Indians tonight. That could be really interesting. Yafiel Puig, still in that eighth hole because he's been raking out of there. He's another guy who could be interesting. Alex Gordon in the nine hole for the Royals. And then Dexter Fowler. Back in the leadoff spot for the Cardinals tonight because Matt Carpenter is dinged up. That could be interesting. Chris Young is also in the Red Sox lineup tonight, hitting second for $2,500. So there are some intriguing things there. I mean, I like Puig. You know, I always like Puig. I hate the fact that he's in the eight hole. But, you know, I still like Puig. He's been doing fantastic. And Bradley Zimmer intrigues me. In the leadoff spot. That's an interesting one here. And then just to keep you updated, Zach Granite is in the Twins lineup tonight. I know I love this name. He's the eighth in the Twins lineup tonight. You can get him for $2,600. Maybe you like Matt Kemp better for $2,600. But, you know, as you know, there are a ton of outfielders to choose from. You know, maybe you like Randall Grichuk for $2,800. He seems to hit homers all the time. He doesn't do much else, but he seems to hit homers. He kind of fell into that homer strikeout trap. You know, Corey Dickerson is just $3,000. He's hitting second in the Rays lineup. Josh Reddick, you know, again, it's never bad to have an Astro. He's $3,000. He's hitting third for them tonight. You know, Ben Gamel's had a good year for Seattle. He's $3,100. You know, a little group at $3,200 here, which isn't a ton to spend on an outfielder. Carlos Beltran hitting sixth for the Astros. Jose Bautista in the leadoff spot for the Jays. Odubel Herrera hitting fifth for the Phillies. Starling Marte is leading off for the Pirates. That could be a good get. And then Carlos Gonzalez in the sixth hole for the Rockies. Oh, here, Lorenzo Cain's a $3,200 guy as well. He's hitting third for the Royals. So, there are some intriguing guys you can – you know, you can kind of hunt down, you can find, you know, AJ Pollock's been doing well since his return from the DL. He hasn't quite broken the top yet. You can still get him for $3,500. I know it's a little expensive, but you know, you can find these guys. So, you know, it definitely works out how things go there. And I hit the wrong button. What did I do here? Let's see if we can get this going. There we go. So, you know, hopefully things work out for you. And I know some of the games have started. Hopefully you got your lineup in, you know, but let's go over mine really quick again. Here's what I did. I spent $8,700 on Gerrit Cole as my pitcher. Roberto Perez is my catcher, hitting ninth for the Indians today at $2,400. Cody Bellinger is my first baseman, hitting cleanup for the Dodgers at $3,600. Whit Merrifield at second. He cost me $3,300, but he's leading off for the Royals. Jed Jorko hitting fourth for the Cardinals cost me $2,900. Corey Seager of the Dodgers is hitting second for them. He cost me $4,000. And then my outfield is Chris Davis hitting cleanup for the A's. He cost me $4,100. Now, the Mets-Padres lineups have been released. Yoenis Cespedes is hitting third. He cost me $3,300. And then my lineup rounded out with Nick Williams of the Phillies. He's hitting third for them. He cost me $3,000. So hopefully you got your lineups in. You're good to go. If not, there are always later leagues and all the other fun stuff that you can kind of get in or get under or get what you're looking at. We did have one final already today. There was one afternoon game. The White Sox beat the Cubs 3-1. Yes, I know that's a little bit of a surprise. The White Sox broke their three-game losing streak. So if you were in the early FanDuel lineups, here's what you got, all right? Melky Cabrera went 1-for-5 with a run scored. Yoan Moncada went 1-for-5. Jose Abreu went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Adisel Garcia took an 0-for. Matt Davidson went 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI. He hit a solo home run. Tim Anderson went 1-for-4. Adam Engel went 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. He also hit a solo home run. Kevin Smith went 2-for-3 and even walked. So there you go. And Omar Navarez did come in. He did get an at bat. One of Abreu's hits was a double, so you had that going for you. On the Cubs side, they got 9 hits, and John Jay got 4 of them. So if you had John Jay in your lineup, he went 4-for-4. One of his hits was a double. So the rest of the lineup went like this. Chris Bryant went 1-for-4 with a walk. Anthony Rizzo went 1-for-3, also with a walk. Rizzo's hit was a double. Wilson Contreras went 1-for-5. Kyle Schwarber went 1-for-4. Ben Zobrist went 0-for-3, but he did walk and score a run. I mentioned John Jay, so you're there. Javi Baez went 1-for-3, Andrew a walk. Oddly, the Cubs RBI went to Kyle Hendricks, so that did not bode well for you. Sadly, if you started Kyle Hendricks thinking he was going to have a big return start from the DL, he didn't pitch badly, but it did. You know, he used a lot of pitches to get through 4 1/3. He gave up 8 hits. The White Sox only touched him for 1 run, and he did strike out 5. So he went that route. Now, Miguel Gonzalez for the White Sox had a really good start, but not a lot of strikeouts, so he's not going to put up a big FanDuel total for you. He went 7 1/3, so he did get a quality start. He gave up 7 hits, just the 1 run. He walked 3 and struck out 3. The rest of the pitchers, just for your fantasy stats, Justin Grimm took the loss for the Cubs. He went 1 2/3, gave up a hit, a run, walked a guy, and struck out 3. Pedro Strop, Koji Urahara, and Brian Dunsing all worked an inning for the Cubs. Strop gave up nothing and struck out 2. Urahara gave up a hit and a run, struck out 1, and Dunsing went in his inning and struck out 1. On the White Sox side, Dan Jennings got a hold, pitching just a third of an inning. He did give up a hit. And then Anthony Swarzak came in, went an inning and a third, gave up 1 hit, walked a guy, struck out 2, and picked up his first career save. So there you go. Hopefully you were in on the, if you were in on the right guys, you know, maybe you had a hunch and played John Jay. And that, you know, that would have worked out big time for you. You know, 4-for-4 with the double. So, you know, it was probably what it's 3 points for a single in FanDuel and 4 for a double, right? So 13 points, that's not bad for what you would have paid for John Jay. You know, I know normally he's down in the $2,500 range. So that would have been a good outing for a guy you would have paid that price for. So hopefully you landed on the right thing, at least. Now, we did get a trade. We got a couple trades here. So let me pull them up and we can go over them. The Twins finally landed Jaime Garcia. So let's get this deal here. They have it as a Jaime Garcia to the Minnesota Twins for right-handed pitching prospect. Wow, yeah. Huascar Noah is what I'm going with there. Yeah, I don't, I'm just kind of guessing that's right. So we'll have to hope that's possibly the correct version of his name. The Twins also get catcher Anthony Recker in the deal. So let me see if there doesn't look like there's any other players involved here. So it looks like, yeah, the Braves just getting a prospect. The Twins are going to pay the rest of Garcia's salary for the season, which is $4.5 million. So that's the other reason you just get the one prospect in return. Noah is 19 years old. They don't have his name phonetically spelled. He's been pitching in rookie league, a couple different rookie leagues. He just moved to Elizabethtown of the Appalachian League. He's made 6 starts there. He's 0-1 with a 5.23 ERA. But yeah, before that he was 3-5 with a 3.18 ERA in the other rookie league. So that's where the Braves are going there. I know the big talk in the deal was Nick Birdie, but he's injured right now, and the Braves just couldn't get the point where they wanted to take on an injured guy. But we also have another bigger deal here as we look at it. Let me get this here. The Kansas City Royals have acquired Trevor Cahill, Brandon Mauer, and Ryan Butcher. So they get a starter in Cahill, a right-handed reliever in Mauer, and a left-handed reliever in Butcher. In exchange, they give up two left-handed pitchers, Matt Strom and Travis Wood. And then they also throw in infield prospect Estery Ruiz. So there you go. We'll see how that works out. Now, I know Wood just made a start for the Royals. I don't know if the Padres will use him as a starter or a reliever. Now, to open space up, the Royals designated Al Albuquerque and Luke Farrell. And let's see. And it looks like they recalled lefty Brian Flynn. So maybe Flynn may take a spot depending on how things work out. So yeah, we had a couple of trades go down. Let me see what Ruiz's stats were in the minors, because I did kind of call him a throw-in. Maybe he was a little more than that. He's only 18 years old. He spent two rookie leagues, but here you go. In 21 games in Arizona, he's hitting .419, 10 doubles, 6 triples, 3 home runs. Now, obviously, that's a long way away from the majors, but hey, nothing wrong with hitting .400 anywhere you go. So, we'll see how it goes. Everyone kind of thought the Royals were going to be sellers. Now they're in the race. So it's a nice little add. It's not anything that cost them an arm and a leg. It wasn't the Johnny Cueto deal like a few years ago. They didn't go out and get Yu Darvish like somebody may. But it's a good, solid deal. Cahill has been a real surprise as a starter this year. He was good for the Cubs in the bullpen his last 2 years, but this year, 11 starts for the Padres, and he's 4-3. So now you got to realize you're talking about a team that's 20 games under .500, I think. His ERA is 3.69. The only odd thing is he has 14 wild pitches. So he hasn't been a regular starter in what looks like since 2013. So you wonder if the wear of the season will get to him. Of course, he's only made 11 starts because he was a little dinged up. But don't forget, back in the day with Oakland, he won 18 games back in 2010. So he was a top of the rotation guy back then. He has had 4 double-digit winning seasons, 3 with the A's, 1 with the Diamondbacks, when he was a regular starter. So, you know, maybe he can help out at the back of that Royal rotation. You know, I know Jason Vargas has scuffled a little, but, you know, Danny Duffy looks like he's a guy. So, you know, it's definitely, definitely, I think, a plus. You know, I also know fantasy-wise there are a couple big injuries. The big one, Clayton Kershaw on the DL 4 to 6 weeks. That's got to hurt. Mr. Fantasy and I have him in our money league. He was really a key to our success this year. So we're going to go a month without him. Oddly, as soon as he got hurt, I got a stupid trade from a guy wanting to give me a bunch of his crappy players for him. So that was – he actually offered me – I wish I would have saved it because it was a 4 for 4. And he wanted three guys I was starting and one of my bench players for four of his bench players. Yeah, those are the kind of deals you get. The other injury, Steven Strasburg left the game yesterday. They're saying apparently it doesn't appear to be anything serious, and they may skip him a start just because of the lead they have in the division. So we'll see how that goes. Just kind of keep an eye on it if you're a Strasburg owner in a weekly or, you know, yearly league where you swap out your lineups like that. But, yeah, it didn't look as serious. Obviously, Kershaw, you know, Kershaw's had back problems before. They're saying this is a different injury. This isn't what was associated to what had him on the DL before. So, you know, keep an eye on it and all that other kind of stuff. But I know I'm quickly running out of time here, but I did spend an hour yesterday watching Phelps versus Shark, the Michael Phelps versus Shark race. I think you can consider this a sport, so I will discuss it just for a minute or two here. I actually found people who actually thought that Michael Phelps was going to get in the water with a shark and try to swim away from him or try to swim with them or whatever they were going to do. You do understand that when you chum the water like they do to attract sharks, the sharks are there to eat. If you're in the water to eat, while humans normally aren't on their menu, they will eat you. So let's kind of relax there. All right, the music means I'm getting out of here. Thanks for sticking with me for the hour on my own. Hopefully Dan will return tomorrow to join me for some sports talk. You know the deal while I'm gone, though. SportsTimeRadio.com. Check out what's going on over there. Follow the link to the Facebook page and give that a like. Don't forget the Twitter feed, @SportsTimeRadio. You can find me on Twitter as well as @BurkTime. Big thanks to listening to me live. I hope the FanDuel advice helps out. It's better than yesterday. Good Lord. Don't forget, though, you can hear the podcast anytime you want and find out if I was right or not on TuneIn.com. See you tomorrow.